This is RSBNB Update, episode 46, recorded Wednesday, May 3rd, 2006. Okay, everybody, I'm here this week with Brad.
Hello.
Yeah, admin on RSBNB, because Pika is just far too busy with schoolwork this week. It's that time of year, you know. AP exams, finals coming up, etc., you know? You know how that works, right?
Yes.
Okay. You guys do AP exams there?
No, as far as I'm aware, the English school GCSEs are coming up. To the Americans, that would be the final exam in high school.
I see. Do you have to do those?
No. Because I'm not really in the English school system.
Yeah, you're special.
Oh, I'm special.
Okay, well, we've got RuneScape updates. One question, because somebody forgot to post the topic to questions.
Yay.
That was me. Rants and some tech news. Sorry about that. Only one question, but oh well. I didn't even get any email from the usual people, like PFK99s, etc. Those kind. Oh, did you know that PFK99s is male?
Not really. The name rings a bell, but I've not seen them around for a long time.
Yeah, he's the one that posts all the questions and Pika likes him. So, yes. But we won't go into any more on that. First update this week was something called the Swan Song Quest. Sounds kind of like a strange name. Swan Song, Swan Song, Swan Song, Swan Song.
Aren't you familiar with that phrase? Someone's Swan Song?
Yeah, I've heard it before, but it just sounds kind of interesting if you say Swan Song. And it sounds
It could be a British saying, couldn't it?
Yeah, probably. I thought it was like Swan Dance or something. It's what I actually first wrote in when I was writing up the notes for this episode, Swan Dance, but it's actually Swan Song. Anyways, apparently a Swan Song is a person's final adventure or something before they die or retired from service. So
is this Andrew Garris' Swan Song?
I don't think so. Because he talked about an engine update that he's been working on for the past 6 months, so yes.
Probably means he had the idea last night driving home in his car and he thought he'd put it together in a few hours. Yes, he's been working on it for 6 months.
Probably, but we'll get into that after. In this quest, you'll help a fishing village against some vicious trolls. It's a fishing colony that you are helping. What a surprise.
Yes. Fishing.
Yeah, you like fishing, don't you?
Oh, yes.
But you will be getting help on this quest from the Drainer Wise Old Man. He'll help you throughout the quest. It was a very good quest, I think. The cutscenes are also pretty good. Did you see the one where the Wise Old Man used his Cerodomen thing and killed the drunken dwarf?
Yes, I'm not your mate.
That's funny. So... And then there's pictures of him going cow fighting and all those other sort of fun things that lots of adventurers do. So, yes.
Like you, Shane, you do some of those things.
Oh yeah, I go kill drunken dwarfs all the time. Oh, yeah. What else did he go do?
He killed that thing in Carmarja, the lion thing.
Oh, right, jungle
thing.
Beast.
Yeah.
Jungle Beast, yes. From the Legends Quest. So, basically pretty much everything. It was a good quest. Rewards, 15k Magic XP, 10k Prayer XP, 10k Fishing XP, and 25k GP. Wow.
And the ability to fish monkfish, which gave 120 fishing experience and 150 cooking experience.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, hey?
Yeah.
But how quick is it compared to lobsters?
I think it's slightly slower than lobsters, for me anyway. Fished about 500 this afternoon, slightly slower than lobsters, but way quicker than shark.
Way quicker. So are people buying these, or do you know?
I don't know. Whilst I was fishing, I heard they're going for about 500 each.
Well, I don't know. I'm not that much of a fisher. No, I'm not. Anyways. Yeah, and you want me to become a fisher, right? Just like you.
Just get 76 and I'll be happy.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's kind of hard when you're dealing with agility and stuff, but I'll talk about that later. The requirements for this quest were 100 quest points. That's an interesting one. Garden of Tranquility, oh my dear, you remember that quest?
I did it twice.
Yes. One small favor.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. 66 magic, 62
against
cooking.
Against the Mage Guild.
Yep. 62 fishing.
Cook and fish it.
Yep. 45 smithing.
That would be to make the iron sheets.
Yep. 42 fire making.
That would be to, what would that be for?
That would be to squash the iron into little plates.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, that would be to light the fire in the little thing.
The furnace.
In the furnace, yes. And level 40 crafting to obviously repair the wall.
Yes.
23 rune crafting would also be an advantage.
To make lava combination runes.
Yeah, and mist runes.
Yes.
So, yeah. And the one level 170 monster they talk about is not very hard.
Easy.
Yes, very simple.
Wear dragon hide because it's magic attack.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I told you last night.
I know. Well, I knew it was at magic base, but I totally forgot me to wear magic dragon hide because, well, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't wear dragon hide, but I wore full rune and used my prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got up less than an hour ago, so that's maybe why I'm a bit slow.
What was this class does as a quest? Was it advanced?
Let's see. Master quest.
It's pretty short and easy for a master quest.
Yeah, it's a master quest.
Great reward though. For
That doesn't seem like a master's quest. Like, that's up there with like Morning's End Part 2 and everything.
It only took me on the first day it came out. It took me like 30 minutes to get all the items. Including, but that was mainly because of the combination runes took me so long to get, and then maybe under an hour to do it all.
So it's not that long. Yeah.
Without a guide.
Yeah, that's good. Have you done Morning's End Part 2 yet?
No, I still have. The only two quests I haven't done are the Bone Man one and Morning's End Part 2.
Oh god, that Bone one is so annoying.
That's why I've been delaying doing it.
Yeah, just do Morning's End Part 2. That's a good quest. It's a good quest. Yes. Yeah, so there's your info on that quest, the Swan Song quest. Definitely a good quest, even though it says Master. Don't let it turn you down, but you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have the power.
Yes. Next piece of news. Behind the scenes May is out revealing information that otherwise would have gone unnoticed, such as a major update to the RuneScape engine.
Hang on a minute, if this is a game update that could have gone unnoticed, could they be in fact doing nothing and saying they've done something? If we aren't going to notice it, could they just say, oh yeah, it's been updated, when in fact nothing's happened?
That's a good question, actually, because we would notice some things, because they say sound will work in Firefox and Linux now. So, we would notice something.
I use Firefox to get away from the sound because the sound is crap. I hate the sound. That's the only reason I use Firefox to play RuneScape is to stop the sound.
Yeah. Well, I came from an era like RuneScape Classic and I love my sounds.
Playing them on MSN.
What sounds?
The fletching sound.
Oh yeah, the stringing sound.
That's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and the bank pin one annoys me, the sound when you put in a bank pin.
When you're fletching and mining, that if I only have to turn the sounds off when I'm doing that because it starts to hurt my ears after quite some time. I get this ringing in my ears. So, anyways, updated the rinse. The RuneScape engine will be updated. For anybody who doesn't know, a game engine is the It's like the actual thing that runs the game, and you put all the models and stuff on top of it, and quests and everything. So basically the engine is how your favorite trees are rendered, how your sounds are rendered, all that sort of stuff. How the follow system works, that kind of stuff, is what the game engine does. That's for those who didn't know. Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
Learn something new every day.
Yes, that's a good quote. You learn something new every day. This will also be allowed to make the game bigger. It will allow them to do things they've been wanting to do. I don't know, maybe that means they'll finally be able to bring out carpentry?
I think this is another Jagex trick. I think they've been promising carpentry for so bloody long. I think there is no carpentry. I think it's just to keep people playing in the hope that carpentry will come out someday.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like, yeah, and you can't quit now because carpentry's coming out next month. Oh no, it's not coming out next month. It's going to come out in 6 months. No, it's not coming out in 6 months. It's going to come out never. That's it. I think I've got Jagex sussed out.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So many noobs keep making threads on the forums and official forums about when will carpentry come out?
Yeah.
Never.
Also, we'll have much faster loading time, vastly improved sound capabilities, it work on far more machines.
God, no.
I'm guessing on Macs and Linux now, and on Firefox.
You have no escape from the crappy rooms.
It will even work in low detail with no performance loss.
Aw, I don't want bloody sounds.
But you can turn them off.
But doesn't sometimes play even if you have them turned off?
Like what?
I saw someone who shall remain unnamed, post that the lesser demon sound still makes a sound even though him or her had the effects volume up 0 or 1.
I don't know. That's strange. I don't know. So, oh yes, more of your favorite sounds, Brad. A better sound engine, the ability to play more simultaneous sounds at a higher quality.
Oh.
It'll show able to introduce background sound effects at later dates.
Good God, no.
I guess that means you could hear birds now?
Who would want to? Honestly, who would want to hear stupid little pixel birds singing?
I don't know. Improved chat filter. Maybe they'll finally make it so not every single second word you type gets blocked.
And there's so many obvious word evasions that people use,
yeah.
Like putting like a H in between certain words, or putting, you know, cutting certain words out, but it still sounds the same.
Yep. Yeah. Also, if they're blocking the word Hitler, they should block the word Stalin too.
And Mussolini.
Just as bad. Yeah, they were just as bad. I don't know why they didn't block the other one. Anyway.
Probably because 12-year-olds are more likely to use the word Hitler as an insult because they aren't bright enough to have heard of Joseph Stalin or Benito Mussolini.
Yes. Okay. And finally, better compatibility for people with dual CPU computers.
Is that you, Shane?
They say dual CPU.
I don't know the difference between.
I have a dual core.
What's dual CPU then?
Dual CPU is when you actually have two CPUs, and dual core is when you have two CPUs on one CPU.
So what's a CPU, Shane?
It's this little chunk of plastic thing that goes in your computer on your motherboard. On your motherboard, then you put a heat sink and a fan on top of it, and all the computer instructions go through it.
Okay, so what would a dual CPU be? How would it be different from a normal computer?
Well, it would have, probably two cores. I'm assuming they mean dual core here, and dual CPU. It would just be two CPUs, two of them, instead of one. Meaning, for instance, you're burning a CD, you can put that on one, and play a game on another one without any noticeable performance loss. So, that's what that does. And it's been known to cause some lag on systems that aren't optimized for it. For instance, the current version of Firefox is not optimized for dual core, so you need to get a little patch for Windows XP.
I see.
Yes. Let's see. Okay. A second quest up will revive that island up north known as Miscellany and etc. Doesn't it seem to you as they finally realize the rewards we get are crap?
I think they finally realize that certain areas of RuneScape are popular for 2 weeks after they come out and go completely dead, and they're trying to revive them.
Yep. So, another quest up there, and we might be surprised at what the people out there will offer us.
No, I don't. Well, if it's anything, if Swansong's anything to go by, perhaps they're starting to get it right.
Yeah.
Perhaps they've realized that people are, whilst they have to cater for the stupid noobs who can't find their way to Varric from Lumbridge, that they also have to cater for the players who've been playing a lot and who know their way around the game.
Mm-hmm.
And who know the basics, because I'm sure there are a lot more people who know a fair bit about the game than people who need stupid little quests that take 5 minutes to do and give you 500 XP.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say something. Oh, yes, the Herb Ranner Market. Ranners are 7k now. They better not give out, like, massive amounts of those.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, no, they won't.
Pantomime.
No, I make good money off that. If you want to buy some Ranners for 7.5k each, just contact me.
Shameless advertising.
Anyways.
If you want to buy Ranners for 7.4k, PM me. No, I'm not selling them, really.
Okay. I have actually some pictures on my blog of last night's quest. I'll post a link to it.
Yet more shameless advertising.
Shane.rsvme.com.
Shameless advertising.
Yes. Anyway, more random events!
Good God.
Pick the evil twin out of two of them.
Jagex have got to learn they can't just chuck random events at the game and expect that to stop autoers, because autoing scripts, complex ones, can dodge randoms. They can be programmed to get past randoms.
Have you tried this?
No.
Okay.
I've never autoed. I've seen scripts in action. A friend, you know, I have friends in that area. Hint, hint. But I've never... But they... And they can even get past the ones such as the Mysterious Old Man where you have to pick the number, you know? Which you thought you could only solve if you actually saw the number with your own eyes, but no, the script can solve it. So anything else they come out with, the script will be able to solve.
Yeah.
And they need to do more pure S type things, like, but maybe not on the same lines, I don't know, but as we were talking about earlier, they need to start doing IP bans for certain persistent offenders. If people keep cheating over and over, keep getting accounts banned, but just keep going back, then they need to be banned.
Yep. Anyways, the three random events will be Pick the Evil Twin, Carnival Crane Game, and Prod the Correct Pillars. So, there you go. Enjoy those. Finally, Clockwork Toys for Cats. Teleportation tablets. Any idea what those could be used for?
Teleporting? Just to stab in the dark?
But how? What's the difference? You already have all the teleports in your spellbook.
Perhaps they'll teleport to places you can't teleport to with your spellbook, like maybe they'll have a teleport to the fishing guild. If you step on a pad somewhere, it'll take you to the fishing guild. That's wishful thinking. Because everybody knows Jagex hates fishers.
You know, yeah, that sounds good. Like, enter some coordinates and go there. That'd be interesting.
You can do that. Oh, yeah, but not say it.
What?
No, never mind.
Okay, but, then. Finally, you'll be able to make your own cups of tea and chairs. Even sit down. Wow. Finally, on episode 11, if you guys remember last year, episode 11... Pika said something along the lines of, just wait a minute, let me sit down before you kill me in the wild. He said something like that on episode 11 when we were talking about chairs.
I remember that.
So,
was I on that episode?
I'm not sure.
No, I wasn't. I don't think I was.
Not sure. Were you there when we talked about chairs?
I was on episode 10 or 11.
You're on 10 and 12, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 10, 12, and 11.
Either it's one of those 10, 11, or 12 that he said something like that. I don't know. The point is, he said something like that. So, yes. Okay, so that's pretty much your RuneScape.
No. We have the propaganda.
Yeah, go ahead with
I'll read this. Right. An article was posted on the main RuneScape site, which reads, I'll read it, in the customer relations team we have over two-thirds of our moderators dedicated to processing your abuse reports as quickly as possible, as well as dealing with macro users and real-world traders. Jagex moderators, also known as wasters, are also assigned to tracking where the profits of cheating have gone, resulting in the banning of not only of scam accounts, but also the main accounts of those who persist in scamming. In addition to this, we are constantly recruiting honest care moderators. It basically continues on this ebb until there's just one line I want to pick out. The offending player being removed from the game, however, is good news that we are now more successful than ever at processing abuse reports quickly and seeking to educate players. Those who are not willing to be educated are removed. Now, I'm sorry, am I the only person who thinks that sounds ever so slightly...
Whoa, what was that?
What? A plane, possibly?
Wow.
Was that a noise?
Yeah, there's a plane.
Yes, big city, planes fly over.
Yeah, okay.
To just, basically back on this, those who are not willing to be educated will be, are removed. What sort of line is that? Now, this whole thing is just crap propaganda. It isn't better than ever because there are autoers, plenty of them, and they're having to ban mass autoers every day. It's not better than ever. This is just stupid Jagex propaganda, trying to make everything seem like it's all right, and also sounding a bit like fascists in the as they go.
You mean in the 1940s?
Yeah, it's the way they're acting. It's like those who are not willing to be educated are removed. It's a basic psychological principle that especially...
Line them up against the wall!
Yes. It's a psychological principle, though, isn't it? Especially with teenagers. If you tell them not to do something, they're going to want to do the opposite.
Yep.
So it's stupid. Jagex should know the market they're aiming at and not try to...
Yeah.
That's my rant.
Okay, so Brad, I say don't study, so you're going to go study now.
Yeah, some people try to exploit it that way, but it doesn't always work.
That's interesting. Shane, yeah?
I'm going to say not. I'm going to say study, so you're going to not study. But basically, it works that way, doesn't it?
Yep. Interesting. We heard a plane fly over. Is your window open? Or are you outside?
Let me just check if my window's open. Oh god, it is as well. If someone's standing outside the window, they could be hearing everything else. Well, that's if they're standing outside the window about 3 floors up from the ground.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay, let me go and close the window.
Was there somebody outside?
I'm just going to go and close the window because I'm getting rather paranoid. But no, there wasn't. Well, no, there isn't like anyone 3 floors up from the ground, is there?
Okay, window closed?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So I guess that's it for the RuneScape update part?
Yep.
Okay, on to questions now. Question, actually. You can read this one.
No, you read it. I've not put it up.
Okay. How did you got members when site first came out? What kind of advice would you give to people who start RS Help sites? Alexander.
Well, the members one, I got my father to pay for my members. Simple as that. But you can answer the hand side.
I think this is... How did you got members when site first came out?
RS, like members for your site.
Well...
Within the basic principle, I would imagine you'd have to offer them something they couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah. That was the calculators and signatures. But two of our mods in the early days, like the first after the first 2 weeks of getting up and running, got banned from other fan sites for advertising. But I won't say what fan sites, but they did get banned from fan sites for advertising for us. And as a result, people did come. So there is some sacrifice there. I don't know. I don't even remember which mod it was, but because most of the early ones are gone now. But they did get banned for advertising for fan sites. So, yes. People who start RS fan sites, make it look good, and don't open before all your, don't open your site when there's, don't open your site when you're working on content. The worst thing you can do is open a website that it's with pages that says, We are currently under construction. So that is the worst thing you can do. So that's that. Basically, advertise and make sure you have, like, don't put up a site with those construction signs. That's just wrong. So, yes, okay.
We have one more question.
Okay, go right ahead. You can read this one.
I just have creepy bacon, or creepy pirate from the forums. And he says, what do you think of the ignorant players that have been playing for a month and think they know everything? Well, I'm sure everybody's met someone like this.
So the players have been playing for a month and think they know everything.
I guess it's like people in real life. I mean, people like to think they know a lot about a subject.
When in reality, they don't.
Exactly. Well, if they're really annoying me in public chat, then I'll just ignore them. If it's really, really, really annoying me, I'll just have them to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Not much you can do, really.
Yeah, that's actually what I do too. In this other game, I'm going back to my days before RSBNB, but in my days before RSBNB, I played this real-time strategy game, and there would be people all the time that say they'd know stuff that I didn't know, so I'd just show them a few tricks that I have that are reserved for that kind of occasion. A few tricks up the sleeve that come out of nowhere, and after they're done, you say, what the heck was that? Yes.
Indeed.
Maybe I'll show you one of these tricks one day.
I don't know why that made me laugh. It just did.
Yeah. So, on to tech news now. You want to read one of these?
Okay, I'll read the first one.
Okay.
Vista is late. Well, surprise, surprise. It will not be released as expected in January 2007 for retail and November this year for mass volume. So it looks like there will be no Vista PCs under the tree this year. What a shame. It was originally set for a 2005 launch, good God, really, which was pushed back to late 2006, which was pushed to early 2007. Now the target is quarter 2 of 2007, April to June, 1 year from now. It should take 9 to 12 months to reach production after Beta 2 comes out, which is targeted for sometime in June. Windows XP took 5 months to go from a second test release to the start of production, but the magnitude of technological improvement in Vista is closer to Windows 2000, which took 16 months between the second test and production. Microsoft shares took a tumble last Friday and are down again. Okay, what you should do if you're a big company is if you're expecting a product for, let's say, January 2007, you should say it's not going to be ready until January 2009. That way, if it gets delayed, no one really gets let down that much. And if it's early or on time, then a lot of people are happier.
Yes.
Problem solved.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Yeah, that's also another thing when someone asks you how long something's going to take, multiply your estimate by 4.
Or you just say as long as it takes.
Sure. So, actually, Microsoft did, if you look at a Microsoft stock graph, last Friday it went straight down. Like, straight down.
Like vertical line?
Yes, a vertical line. Like that, you know that a vertical line is like bad in stock markets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's sad. Oh, here we go. If you go to this page, drag their little nice little graph a bit to April 28th or so, you'll see a huge sharp drop in the line.
Oh.
You see that?
Yeah.
So,
is that Microsoft?
Yeah, that's Microsoft.
For some reason, that makes me very happy.
Yes, that does make you happy, hey? Apple Computer actually has been moving up and down a bit. Apple's good. There, it looks like they're moving up. Google is actually at $395.50. So, yes, Canadian dollars at about 90 cents per American dollar.
What's the English pound?
I'm not sure what the English pound is.
Yeah, last I checked, I think it was hovering around 1.7? I don't know.
1.7 US?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, that's pretty good. So, anyways, back to this tech news. I really don't think we'll be seeing Vista for another year, possibly more, so best to hunker down with Windows XP, make it stable, and enjoy it while it's here. So it's just like that, you know? Ugh, it's Microsoft.
Everybody hates Microsoft.
Yeah, what were you trying to download before the show?
I'm trying to download Mipis, a Linux distribution. Why am I downloading it now? Yeah. Because stupid Microsoft Internet Explorer decided to have an error on me and cancelled 77% of the way through a 697 installation, 697 megabytes.
Oh, wow.
See, Microsoft always screwing you over.
Yeah. it's actually called Mepis, but Mepis sounds a whole lot more fun.
Yes, Mepis. Just stop and say it to yourself for a minute.
Mepis. Interesting. Anyways, that's
Mepis? Mepis.
That's actually an interesting Linux distribution because Debian based, but they say it's kind of hard to install with the partitioning stuff, so good luck.
Like I said, I'm too lazy to look for another one.
Okay.
And I don't want to download the same one as Jeff.
No, Ubuntu. It sounds like you're going to kick something out of like a field. Ubuntu!
Wow. It sounds like something you'd cry in a sort of war cry.
Okay. Some screenshots of Office 12 running on Windows Vista beta here. Basically, as you can see, the menu bar up top has been totally done away with. If you look at these screenshots, you'll see how it's just more confusing.
It does look confusing.
Like, doesn't it look confusing to you?
Yes, it does. Everybody screw Microsoft Office. Use opensourceoffice.org.
OpenOffice.org. So. But, oh, God. Like, I'm going to be sticking with Office, whatever it's called, Office 2003. Is that the one you have?
It seems to me like Microsoft are more intent on making it look nice than actual usability.
Than function, you know? So, even look at the graphs on this Excel one. Oh, they're so nice, shiny, but what's wrong with how they are now? So, take a look at these pictures. Okay. Final piece. The awaited Nintendo Revolution has been renamed to...
I don't know.
Whee!
Oh my God, Shane.
Whee!
I think you just like doing that.
Whee! Yup, the Nintendo Revolution has been renamed to the Wii! Or, Whee!
I'm just playing on my Wii. How does that sound?
Does it sound like something else?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, like a bathroom, like going to the bathroom, or
like a bathroom activity.
Yes, like
I'm just playing on my Wii.
Anyways, the logic is that it's a short name which is memorable and pronounceable in most languages.
But it is. It's not E, though, is it? It's W-double-I.
It's W-I-I. So yes, it means yes in French. And
never.
I say it's sort of slangish for, well, you know that thing you do in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. This website has many game developers' views on it, so you can go take a look at it. But it actually looks okay. So I don't know. Are you going to get one?
No. I'm happy with my PSP and Xbox 360.
Oh, yes. That's right. But I don't know. Do you like the name?
No, the name would put me off if nothing else.
Whee!
Exactly.
This one guy says, my first reaction to Whee! Was, huh? But seeing as Nintendo is the only console maker to consistently make money every cycle, I think I'll hedge my bets on my bets and declare it genius! I don't think the name matters much, but if they want to set themselves apart from Sony and Microsoft with their name, they just did. So take a look at this link. Kind of interesting. You wanna try saying Wee? It's really fun.
Wee.
Okay, thank you.
It's like I'm having some sort of a fit.
Some sort of a fit. Okay.
Oh, Vance, I want to read this one.
Okay.
Okay, this is the rant section. The below is just an example. The rant applies to other skills. And I'd just like to point out, this person's grammar is extremely poor. You make a course, you make a course, you make a course, you make a course. You use up one of your threads, some guy 105 access, what's up? You make a course, you make a course, you make a course, you make a course, you make a course. You use up one of your threads, you make a course, you make a course, you make a course, you make a course, you use up one of your threads. You get the idea, right? I don't know about you. No, of course you don't. I don't need to say it. You make a koi for whatever I'm doing hundreds of times. Yes, I know. I made 10,000 of them in the past 3 weeks. Spamming, spelt wrong, is against...
Oh, you made 10,000?
Yeah, the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
go from 66 to 71, correct me. Spamming, spelt wrong, is against, spelt wrong, the rules, right? So why is Jagex spamming my chat window? It has a W on the end. My idea... Action message, spelt M-E-S-G, ignore system. Just like ignoring, spelt wrong, a player, you can click them in the chat box and choose ignore this message from now on. And it would then go to a new part of your current ignore list. So you could un-ignore, I think that's un-ignore them just like the players. Note, I'm not talking about Privet chat, I'm talking about random people in the game who are trying to talk to me. In fact, most of the time I play with Privet chat off anyway. P.S. You're a noob if you tell me to put on split chat. No, you're a noob. Right.
Privet is spelt wrong.
Yes, he made about 5 spelling errors in there. So, but basically my opinion on this is, yeah, I made a lot from the past week. But when I'm doing something really, really boring like that, I don't want to talk to people in RuneScape in public chat. The only times people, if I saw people, said I'd answer them, but I would never get into a conversation. But I think it's a good idea, but the way he's laid out...
Doesn't make sense, the way it's been put out. But I do agree that the ability to turn system messages off would be good.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's that rant. I don't know. It's a good rant, sort of.
He just needs to sort of, you know, learn...
Get a dictionary.
Grammar. Yeah, get a dictionary.
Yeah, okay. Okay! I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear any of you guys work when I tell you this okay, me and tons of other level 70s. All have the same problem here, and there's no way to get money. I try selling bro strings. I make 50K. I try selling coal the slowest way. While I'm wearing Castle Wars armor and DDS level 90s or lower, laugh at me. Call me a noob. Jankus does not make good money-making ways. I can't stand being left with star armor. And small super poison butter knife.
Okay. Well, I think this is probably the way most people felt when they were around that level. But there's no easy way to make money. But this is all the more reason to train non-combat skills.
Yes!
I mean, you know, you have 75 woodcutting, magic sell for 1,000 each, you have 75...
But that takes too
fishing.
Long.
I know, but I mean, it would be better... I think this is a laziness rant, really.
Hmm,
I think
yeah.
It's like... There is no definitive way in RuneScape of turning 0 gold pieces into 1,000,000 gold pieces in the flick of an eye. It's just not possible. You've got to work for it.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I have high farming, and I'm doing some ways to make money by buying some runner seeds and then planting them.
Yes, Shane, that's really hard work. You just put a runner seed in the ground and walk off, come back 7 hours later...
Actually,
pick it up and sell it.
2 hours later.
2 hours later.
Well, it's growing, I go train agility or something.
Yes, agility. But I mean, money, I mean, it's... There are ways. I mean, I've never been particularly rich at any time in my RuneScape life. But I mean, you know, just because you're a level 70 doesn't mean that's a hindrance
yeah.
in you getting money.
Yeah.
Just train on combat stuff.
Yeah, I've actually been collecting a few GP in my bank. I'm not going to say exactly how much I have, so... But...
I would say you should find one skill, like woodcutting, mining, fishing, something like that, maybe herb lore, and just stick with it. Just train that, so then you've got one really
solid
skill.
You can't make money with herb lore. The best you can do with herb lore is come out even. Break even.
Yes, fletching them. Fletching's good.
Yes, fletching is good too.
U-logs for 300 since the auto.
Actually, less than 300 now.
Less than 300. Both strings are about 180.
Actually, they're about 190 to 200 now.
So 200 plus just under, so that's going to be...
Yeah, like that'll be 120 profit per EU longbow.
Yep.
Yes, I've calculated this before. So, yes, that is if you sell the EU longbows.
If you elk them yourself, you make even more money.
Yeah.
If you make the net yourself.
Yeah, if you make them yourself, you'll make
them. It's easy enough just to sell the EU long.
Yes, that's right. But there's been so many autoers, EU longs have gone down in price, but bowstrings have gone up, so it's really the same thing, just balanced out, so... Yes. Anyways,
last rant?
Yes, last rant.
Okay, about the topic for discussion this time. What is the most important thing I look for in a weapon? The ability to kill people with it. And I did not see a choice to answer it to suit me. Why not just post my answer here? First and foremost, I look for a weapon that Jagex doesn't nerf 1 to 2 weeks down the road because low levels start crying. Okay. Second, I look for a weapon that only the really strong can carry, not every Tom, Joe, and Harry. Not very nice to mention people by name. Third, I look for a weapon that can be bought from the store instead of having it as a rare drop, which has got to be the dumbest part of the game. So, for now, I'll say it after. Fourth, the weapon needs to have a little hitting power to combat the higher NPCs. Thank you for reading. Discretion is fine, flaming is not. Well, tough shit. If you do not like this thread, then carry yourself to another one. Facts are facts. Jagex never cares to hear, spelt wrong. Right, it's not here as in I am here, it's here as in hearing, spelt H-E-A-R. Never cares to hear the truth. Right, first off, nerf 1 to 2 weeks down the road because the levels start crying. Even though the whip was nerfed, it is still the best weapon in the game, and it's still far in front of anything else.
You think?
Second, I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anything better than it. And I mean, you can't have weapons that are overly powerful that you're able to kill people within 3 hits.
Oh,
like the Maul.
That's called the phaser.
Oh, yes.
Okay, carry on.
Look for a weapon that only the really strong can carry. Never going to happen. If it's a draw, if it's bought from the store, even more likely that a lot of people are going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you know, the thing that really annoys me is when you see level 70s with whips and you look at their stats, have like 70 attack, 50 strength, and 50 defense. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think... So I sort of partly agree with that.
Yeah.
Third, great sound. Third, I look for a weapon that can be bought from the store instead of having it as a rare drop. No. Okay. The way to stop a lot of people from getting it is to have it as a rare drop. Because, I mean, whips were like 50 million when they first came out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's better, and then people can make money from it, so it's a money-making way. Fourth, the weapon needs to have a little hitting power. Yeah, okay, you can have it at a decent amount, but you can't have it something stupidly high. Like, you couldn't have the stats of Darok's axe that hit as fast as a dagger or something like that. That would just be stupid.
That would be interesting, though.
Yes, that would be. Well, facts are facts, and Jagex never cares to hear the truth. No, they just, you know, I don't support Jagex often, but one thing they will do is they will not let people get an easy ride as far as weapons or rewards are, and in a way that does keep the game balanced rather well.
Or you could just have a poison butter knife, as in the last round.
Poison butter knife. So when the carpentry skill comes out and you have your house, you can cut your bread with your poisoned butter knife.
Kill yourself?
Yes. You eat the poisoned bread, you die.
Yes. That was a good rant.
That was rather good.
Yeah, so, yes. I think that's the end of rants.
Yes.
What have we been doing on RuneScape?
You answer that first.
Me?
Yes.
You first.
No, you first.
Oh. Well, I have been doing some miscellaneous farming, raising some fishing.
Yay.
And raising some agility.
Okay, now me.
And possibly some mining.
Oh, yes. Testing out something.
Yes, that's right.
What have I been doing? Well, as I said earlier, I made 10,000 coins over the past few weeks to get crafting to 71 from 66. I got 93 fishing today.
Wow.
I'm going to get 86 cooking shortly after the show because I'm about 50,000 XP from that. 1,496 total, closing in on 1,500. And another thing I'd just like to advertise, myself and Creepy Bacon from the forums have just started a clan.
Creepy Pirate.
Creepy Pirate from the forums, Creepy Bacon in RuneScape. I've just started a clan, which some of you may know about, some of you may not. But we need members. And if you're over 90 combat and you're not in a clan, just look in the recruitment form. There'll be a topic there. And welcoming. There are a lot of people from RSB&B here in the clan, so it's...
It's good. It's a good clan. You can also go to darkforces.rsbnb.com for that.
Redirects to the forum, yeah.
Yep. Darkforces.rsbnb.com. Dark Forces, okay. Is the name of the clan. Or Damn Awesome Ferrets.
Oh, yes.
One thing I forgot to mention was I got 91 fletching.
Oh, yes. Congratulations. Your high skill. Yes.
Okay. I think... Oh, yes, I'm supposed to advertise for next week's questions, because I did forget to post the topic this week, but we do need your questions. Audio questions are good. Text questions are good, too. If you have an audio question, you can send it to questions@rsbnb.com. It should be in the form of a WAV or MP3 and under 30 seconds in length. You can also send text questions there. Or you can post the text questions on the forum when the topic is created. Little note, audio questions are given priority over text questions, but we love them all. So, I think that's pretty much it. We done?
I think we are.
Okay, so, once again, the Dark Forces clan is at darkforces.rsbnb.com. I am at shane.rsbnb.com and rsbnb.com, and Brad is at brad.rsbnb.com.
Which I've not posted in ages because I can't log into my account.
But oh, I thought I fixed that for you.
Yeah, I know, it didn't work, so I need to...
Yeah, I'll have another look at it right now.
Okay, that's all.
We'll see you guys all next week, and as always, it was fun having Brad on the show.
Fun, yes.
Yes, okay.
It's the word. Right.
Oh, see you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.